Hello and welcome to the Two Roads and Two Destinies radio ministry. For Mark Beebe and Jeff Buckles, this is Mike Moody. We're with you each weekday afternoon from 1 to 1:15. And our goal is to teach the Word of God, edify the saints, and to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, each brother rotates the speaking from week to week. And now, our message for today. Hello and welcome to our Bible study for today. This is Mike Moody, and as we normally like to, let's begin with a word of prayer. Our Father, again, we do count it as a joy and a privilege to open your precious word. We thank you so much for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that he is not only the great and perfect example, but he is the only and perfect Savior. We thank you that he is our Lord and the coming King. We thank you, Father, for all that we know of him and all that we have in thy word that we can learn of him. And Father, we thank you that in the ages to come, he'll show us the exceeding riches of your grace in and through him. So we thank you and ask for your guidance in the coming moments. In Christ's name, amen. Today we'd like to have you turn to the book of 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. As we consider actually two books together, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, we're looking at a subject that would deal with the coming of the Lord. But as we look at the books of 1 and 2 Thessalonians, particularly the first book, it is in view of how that would affect you and I, those of us that claim to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, how it would affect you and I today. How are we living in view of the Lord's second coming? You see, when we go back to the first century and we see that Paul and Silvanus and Timothy were used to write this first letter of 1 Thessalonians, and of course later the second book, we see there were things upon the hearts and minds of those there at Thessalonica that needed to be answered. They were concerned about their loved ones that had died that knew the Lord. What about them? Is there hope for them? And so the Lord would, in chapter 4 of 1 Thessalonians, teach about what we refer to as the rapture or the snatching up, or in the King James, to be caught up in the twinkling of an eye, as in 1 Corinthians 15. And so in view of him coming and the imminent return of the Lord, how are you and I that claim and profess the Lord Jesus, how are we living in view of that? We could call this practical holiness or practical sanctification. Are we living in a manner that is pleasing unto the Lord, realizing that he could come for us at any moment? Yes, the next event on God's prophetic calendar is the rapture of the church. And so let's begin by overviewing these books of 1 and 2 Thessalonians. It's interesting that in each of these chapters, and there are eight chapters between 1 and 2 Thessalonians, each of these chapters, we have a mention of the coming of the Lord. Now, sometimes it is in reference to, as we've previously mentioned, the rapture, the snatching away of the saints in the twinkling of an eye. And then we see other times it is referring to when the Lord will come after the tribulation time, set things in order, when he comes and literally comes to the ground, puts his feet upon the earth and establishes his millennial kingdom, which would precede the eternal state, eternity, for those of us with the knowledge of our sins forgiven, that eternity will be with the Lord. And so, in these books, we notice chapter 1 of 1 Thessalonians would speak of the testimony of these believers at Thessalonica. We see in chapter 2 that the background of how this local assembly had begun is spoken of. There, of course, it's good to go back to the book of Acts and see the beginning of this assembly at Thessalonica in Acts chapter 17. Then in chapter 3, we see their development as they would mature and develop in the things of the Lord. In chapter 4, we see their holiness, their sanctification, the Christian living, as it were, in view of the imminent return of Christ. And then finally in chapter 5, we see their sanctification as children of light, not children of darkness. And these are words of exhortation that we see that by the Spirit of God that Paul wrote to these believers to exhort them. Now, when we go into 2 Thessalonians, we would see that the first chapter deals with Christ coming in power when he will set to naught those that obey not the gospel of God and that have stood against his people, his earthly people, Israel. We see in the second chapter, he'll speak of the Antichrist and the deception of this one in a coming day. Then in chapter 3, we see more exhortations of behavior in view of the Lord's coming. And so as we look at these chapters before us, particularly we'd like to spend our time in 1 Thessalonians, may our own hearts be moved and warmed to the very joy and thought of the imminent return of the Lord, but not only that, that our hearts would be moved and exhorted to examine our own lives. How are we living in view of the Lord's imminent return? As we study this book of 1 Thessalonians, there are, as in any study, some key words or patterns that we find. We've already mentioned one, and that is the coming of the Lord. Often, it's at the end of each chapter that we would see a reference to the Lord's coming. But not only that, we see some other interesting things. We see triplets, that is, groups of threes often. And if you're studying your Bible and going through a book of the Bible, a particular chapter, often it's very helpful to notice things that are repeated or things that kind of come in groups. And we can that way see what the Lord is emphasizing in the context. And so we see certain groups of threes. In chapter 1, it's very evident in verse 3 and then down at the end of the chapter in verse 9 and 10. I'd like to consider that in just a moment. Sprinkled throughout the book, we see other groups of threes. Let me just give you the chapter 1 overview, and let's look at one of those triplets, as it were, groups of threes. In the first verse, we see the introductory words, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we see in verse 2, we see the beginning now of a section, verses 2 to 4, where he will be remembering the saints at Thessalonica in prayer, his attitude of prayer toward them. You know, if you consider the book of Colossians or Philippians or Ephesians, several of these other books that were written by the hand of Paul, by the Spirit of God, you would see a pattern of how he would open up these letters with an attitude of prayer, and he would exhort them and tell them how he is praying for them, and he'd mention the things that he was encouraged about in that particular assembly. And so, notice in verse 2, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. And so in these verses, we find the remembrance in prayer of the saints of Thessalonians. And so, notice in verse 3, we find that little group of three that we've mentioned. He was remembering, without ceasing, first, their work of faith, and their labor of love, and thirdly, their patience of hope. What about these three? To work, to labor, and to exhort patience, or that is, endurance. These are things that are needful in the work of the Lord, aren't they? Whether it's in your life experience as an individual believer, or as in the local assembly, the local church, we need to be faithful in our work and labor and our endurance, that is patience. As we look in view of the coming of the Lord, these are virtues we need to have. But did you notice it wasn't just the work and the labor and the endurance? But in each of these three, there was an attachment. Very important. There was the work of faith. There was the labor of love. There was the patience of hope. You see, these three little phrases, these triplets, work, labor, and patience, where would we be as believers if we left out the faith, the love, and the hope? You see, we can move on and we can be diligent and be hard laborers and workers and showing endurance for our Lord. But you know, if we do it without the faith, love, and hope, we can see that we're going just perhaps through the routine. We may not be having the attitude that's pleasing to the Lord. We may not have the focus that's upon the Lord and His people. We're just going through the motions saying, well, I'm getting it done, I'm getting it done, I'm getting it done. But what Paul could say about those at Thessalonica was that they not only worked and labored and had endurance, but they did it with faith, love, and hope. Would this be the example of you and I and where we fellowship? Well, with this, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, again, we thank you so much for your precious word. May we be encouraged and challenged by it today. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ in his death on the cross, in his name, amen. Thank you for being with us. If you have any questions or concerns, please call us at 824-5525 or write us at P.O. Box 1259, Ramsour, North Carolina, zip code 27316. Our requests for tapes are free. Join us next time at 1 o'clock with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministries.